God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Strange days, wouldn't you agree? I mean, how often do we stop and think throughout a day or a week and look back and say, how did we used to do this? And how many times do we think, well, we'll just do it the way we did it 2.5+ years ago and find out it doesn't really work, does it? I don't know how you feel about it, but I have to say, for me, I feel a little bit off balance from time to time. Is that true for you, or is it just me? You're feeling a little off balance? Everything we used to know really isn't what we know. And we get these moments that feel normal. I mean, how many times do we go to something, we attend an event, we participate in something, and we go, that almost felt normal. But it wasn't quite the same, was it? There's still something different. And I think, you know, change will do that to us. And I think in our lives, considering all that the world has been through, the pandemic and the rest, we had hoped that the pandemic would end in a week. And now we're discovering, brothers and sisters, the effects of the pandemic don't end. Ever. It's just new, isn't it? And new sends us from one moment of excitement to one moment of horror, sometimes in a blink of an eye. And I know in my world and what I do, in a perceived leader of God's church, nothing is the same. So in the last couple of weeks, I've been to 3 different things that were designed to help leaders in the church understand better how to move forward. And what I discovered from all 3 of those things, nobody knows. So in my office, I have an entire shelf of books that are related to church leadership. And I was mentioned to a couple people just this week, I said, I think I should probably just throw them away. Because brothers and sisters, we are literally writing the book right now. And nobody knows. So when I attend these conferences and retreats and other things, the best they can do is say, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Now, I don't know about you all, but I've had enough of myself for the last 2.5 years. I know, you've probably had enough of me too. But the reality is, not too much agreement. Take it easy. No, the reality is, we struggle. We struggle because it's all different. And one of the things I've been participating in, it's online. We're supposed to get together in the spring. And they brought somebody in, and we were doing this exercise where this piece of artwork was put up on our screen with Zoom, and we're supposed to think about God looking at this artwork on a computer. So you know what my immediate thought was? I'm not doing that. So I pick up my phone and I thought, well, I'll just do some, while they're doing whatever that stuff is, I'm just going to, you know, do some emails or something. I mean, let's face it, anybody here do Zoom meetings? Anybody here ever do just a Zoom meeting? Yeah, I didn't think so. So, and I thought, well, maybe that's part of my problem because, you know, I feel like I'm so busy. I don't even know how I had time to do my work before. And is there that much more work, or am I just trying to do too many things? I don't know what it is, so I feel like there's so much going on, I don't know what to do. So I have to constantly be doing something. And here someone's trying to tell me, just sit still. And I'm like, eh, it feels too weird. And then I decided, well, you signed up for this thing, and you paid a lot of money to attend it. Maybe you should just try it. We'll trust God. And I'll stare at my computer and this piece of artwork and see what happens. So I did, strangely. And in this process, they say, what's God saying to you? Well, you can picture the whole thing, right? You're sitting there, you're staring at this thing prayerfully, and somebody's walking you through. So what's God saying to you? And he's saying, what I thought immediately I knew wasn't God. I said, God, what are you saying to me? He said, Brian, if you're going to lead, you have to follow. If you're going to lead, you have to follow. The reality is, in the midst of all this that we're trying to do, trying to find a new way, trying to find the way, in the midst of all this change, one thing has never changed. Jesus Christ. King of kings, Lord of lords, who we celebrate today on Christ the King Sunday, has never changed. If we're feeling like everything has changed and we cannot figure out how to move or what to do next, and we're worried about the way in which we feel inside because it's so different, we're not sure what to do with it, brothers and sisters, I say today, Jesus Christ, Lord of lords, King of kings, has not changed. If you feel everything has changed, let's keep in mind that what has changed is us, not him. So while the world is telling you, take care of yourself, focus on yourself and the rest, I'm saying, focus on Christ. Grab a hold of that which is, has always been, and will always be the same. On this Christ the King Sunday, Paul is reminding the church as to why this is a good plan. Verse 11, chapter 1, he says, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power." Oh, that's where my strength comes from. Jesus Christ, his strength, his glorious power. "And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light." See, through Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, who we celebrate this day, Christ the King Sunday, through him, we are reconciled to God. Through him, we find strength. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we move. There's only one book we need to figure that out. I'm holding it in my hand. It's a Bible, in case you're wondering. Some people think it's a prayer book. This is the thing, brothers and sisters. We don't necessarily even need to know what's going on, as long as we know this, amen? That we know where our strength comes from. He has rescued us, verse 13, he has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It's not that he is going to rescue us from the power of darkness. It's not that he may put us into the kingdom. He has, amen? This is done. It has already happened. So if you find yourself in darkness, I say turn to the light. If you find yourself in weakness, turn to your strength. If you find yourself off balance, choose a solid foundation. He hasn't moved, amen? Jesus is Lord, King of kings, Lord of lords, as we like to say, and nothing has shifted. We are still rescued from the darkness. So on your dark days, you can choose to be rescued, or you can choose in the darkness. You can, in your weakness, choose to be weak, or you can choose to find the strength. I'm not saying it's an easy choice. And you may find out, if you're like me, that you were walking in your darkness and your weakness, and a couple days later you went, oh, that didn't go so well, did it? So what do we do then? Same thing. He's still there. If we've changed, we can change back. His grace has already been poured out. He has already rescued you. He has already transferred you to the kingdom. Peter O'Brien, a theologian, writes this about this portion of Paul's letter. He says, "Finally, Paul, by his actual prayers and the recording of them, demonstrated his pastoral concern for the readers." See, this is Paul's prayer that we've been reading. "He desired that they might grow in spiritual knowledge in order to combat the dangers facing them. Such wisdom could only come from above. And we may suggest that Paul recognized that. Apart from God's granting such insight, his teaching and exhortation in the words which were to follow would be of no avail. See, Paul is saying something with many words, as Paul likes to do, that my Pentecostal friends would say more simply. You're in a spiritual battle. We all are. Only one benefits from the church being confused and off balance, and that's the devil. Amen? If we continually find ourselves struggling to get a hold of the truth, we can read all the books we want. We can go to every conference we want. We may sit and listen, but until we recognize that what Jesus Christ has done is done, and we grab a hold of that, and we hold fast to that, until we do that, it's not God we're listening to. This is a very strange and very exciting time. Now, who would agree that this is an exciting time? It's usually just me, so don't panic. Let me tell you why, brothers and sisters, this is such an exciting time. Never in any of our lifetimes has the church had a greater opportunity to be a witness to that which is true. We live in a world that thought it was going to experience a short pandemic that had a long pandemic and now has been so long they can't even go back to what was before, and no one has any idea what to do, what to trust, or how to move. Amen? So we continue to try to do the same things in a whole new place. As I was talking to one of our leaders this week, I said, we are consistently trying to jam the square peg into the round hole that now is. We have to just let it go. What fits in this space, brothers and sisters, is your relationship with Jesus Christ. What will bring you to that place of peace and comfort and strength and salvation and being rescued from the dark is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, just as it has always been. Nothing has changed. We have changed. God has not. So we can continue to strive and find our way, or we can just sit. Maybe stare at some artwork and ask God, what do I do now? And here's the thing, and for you planners, I know this is going to be tough. The long-range plan is almost too big for us to grasp, isn't it? The kingdom. In fact, as Jesus said to pray this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's the long-term plan, brothers and sisters. He has already transferred us into that kingdom, and we are still trying to live in the world. We just need to live in the kingdom. It's going to be different. It's going to feel different. It's going to feel uncertain, and it's just going to be weird. Amen? But, see, whew, that was close, almost a four-letter word. But it's already that way, isn't it? So if you're like me, and you continue to move in and out of this concept, it's a new day. And it's an exciting day. Because brothers and sisters, we can't do anything without the strength of God. We cannot even move without the power of his Holy Spirit, because we've been trying to do that. And I'm saying, let's stop doing that. Let's just move with God instead of trying to figure out how is God moving. I can solve that for you. You know how God's moving? The same way he's always been moving since the very beginning. All he's saying to us now, brothers and sisters, is exactly what he's saying to me. He goes, if you want to lead, follow. And I'd say to you, even if you don't want to lead, follow. You'll be a witness to the glory of God. I'd read you the book on how to handle post-pandemic church, but I'm telling you, we're writing it. It doesn't exist. What an exciting time. All of our lives, you know, being good Americans, we say, well, we're going to do it our way. Well, this is a moment where we can say, let's do it His way. Let's let go of all the other preconceived notions that we may have. Let's throw the doors open. Let's do something crazy in the name of Jesus and see how God's going to move. And we know the long-range plan, and the struggle is we don't know each step to get from here to there. And to that I would say, that's the excitement. I don't know what He's going to do next. And I think it's time we find out. It's time we trust Him and do things that maybe we didn't think we could do. We have a King. No matter what we feel, no matter what we struggle in, what Christ has done is done. Verse 20 says this, and through Him God was pleased to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of His cross. I feel that peace. Do you feel that peace? And we can just hold that for a second. Peace through the blood of His cross. Which, by the way, makes complete sense here, doesn't it? Amen? That makes no sense here, does it? Peace through blood? But I can't convince a single one of you right now that that isn't true. Because you know it's true. It's time we land on our foundation and stop looking for our footing. It hasn't moved. We celebrate Christ the King today. A King, our King, the King. And for a moment, let's recognize that the way in which He became our King was through the blood of His cross. What's God say to you now?